This spring, WBEZ presents Patti Smith in conversation with Jeff Tweedy, Anita Franco, Patrick Radden Keefe with Gillian Flynn, and more. See the full lineup and register at wbez.org/events.
President Trump's aggressive deportation campaign has had a lasting impact on several neighborhoods in Chicago. That fallout continues in South Chicago, a neighborhood with a large Latino population. WBEZ's Michael Puente has the story of how one family business was affected by Operation Midway Blitz.
Remember all those tamales you ate over Christmas and New Year's? Well, somebody had to make the main ingredient, masa. What you're hearing is omolino, or grinder. It mixes corn and water and other ingredients to make a dough, which becomes wrapping to hold the pork meat, cheese, or chicken, or peppers in tamales.
We started back in 86. Her and my dad started, my dad, rest in peace.
This business? 1986?
Yeah.
That saw Viruel, who helps run Ceci's Molino de Masa on Commercial Avenue in South Chicago. The neighborhood near the state line with Indiana has been attracting Mexicans for well over a century to work in huge steel factories. Ceci is Cecilia Viruel's mother, who the business is named after.
We've been in this location since about the early 90s. We used to be in Bush. My parents are from Guadalajara. I was born in South Chicago.
Now the business is run by Saul and his mother, Ceci, a naturalized American citizen. But they noticed something different this past holiday season. It's usually their busiest time of the year, since so many Mexicans celebrate the holidays with tamales. Ceci says business was slow and a line that usually forms outside her store did not, because people are afraid to go outside.
Muchos de ellos mandaron a los nietos y nosotros también tratamos de llevarles el
producto. Ceci says some of her customers resorted to sending their grandchildren to pick up the masa, or it would get delivered to them. Why the sudden fear, you ask? Back in October, immigration agents targeted this area for enforcement. A volatile confrontation erupted between agents and residents. Here's a clip recorded on a resident cell phone.
Hey, take your mask off! Take your mask off! Take off the mask! Take off the mask!
Despite this happening 4 months ago, there's continued fear that ICE is still around. Ceci gets emotional because she says undocumented immigrants love this country as much as she does. Ceci says it's not good for anybody to be going through this. She says she's been here for 40 years and her children were born here. She says many here who are undocumented have built lives here, just like she has.
Tienen toda la vida aquí, tienen nietos igual que yo, tienen bisnietos y tienen miedo.
Ceci's son, Saul Villaruel, says the fear felt through the neighborhood has impacted their bottom line. But no matter what happens, he says they aren't going anywhere.
We got to fight back. And I feel us, you know, if we were to close down, it'd be like letting them win in a certain way. I mean, it's like us being here is in itself an act of resistance.
The Trump administration has said immigration agents will return to Chicago next month and in greater numbers. Saul Villaruel says South Chicago will endure no matter what happens. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.